Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. On June 13, 2008, my wife twisted my arm into seeing a Broadway play while we'd be in New York celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary. The big attraction of that trip was going to be seeing comedian Ricky Gervais live at Madison Square Garden the next night. Because Gervais was chosen for my wife's entertainment, I got to pick the play. Now, scouring the listings and the reviews, I landed on Boeing Boeing, a traditional bedroom farce revival from the 1960s, starring Bradley Whitford, Gina Gershon, Christine Baranski, and an actress named Mary McCormick, who I only knew from one high-profile role. She played Howard Stern's wife, Allison, in the movie version of Private Parts. Now, the New York Times described McCormick's, and I quote, glorious Olympian strut and wide-legged take-no-prisoner stance. And they were absolutely right. She was incredible, demonstrating a tremendous comedic timing in a cast of very notch players. And when we returned from New York, we discovered McCormick's other role, starring in the USA Network's new drama, In Plain Sight, which is now in its second season. Now, here is a clip of McCormick on that show, and I will warn you, she comes in a little bit into the clip. She's on a phone conversation. Here we go.
How's it going?
Fine, thanks.
Can I pour you a cup?
No, thank you.
Are you mad at me?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Is this about the other night?
Shh.
That's all. You can't hear us.
I don't care. It's not appropriate for the office.
What's up?
Where are you? You've got to get in here.
Why? What's the matter?
Stan and Eleanor. You've got to see this.
Stan and Eleanor what?
Are they fighting? Is she getting fired?
No, but there's definitely something going on between them.
Really, Gidget? Is she wearing his ring?
Ridicule if you must, but I see what I see.
You see what you want to see. You gotta wonder what that would look like.
Stan and Eleanor doing it.
Why do you always have to take it to an ugly place?
But she's an animal.
It's always the prim one. Hang on. I'll call you back.
Please don't.
It's all right, Mary. You can call me back anytime. Mary Mary McCormick, welcome to Mr. Media.
No, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It was a nice meeting of, just a coalescing of things, having seen you last year and thought you were tremendous in that show and getting to talk to you now about what you're doing now.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Big difference from Gretchen in Boeing Boeing to
Barry
Shannon.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
I'm guessing that you must have already shot the first season of In Plain Sight before you did Boeing Boeing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I did Boeing Boeing between the two seasons.
So you knew, you must have known that you had something good already in your pocket before you even did the play, and the play went over extremely well.
Yeah, the play was a huge hit, which was so much fun. I mean, there's nothing. I grew up in New Jersey, so getting to do a Broadway play is pretty much what made me want to be an actor in the first place. So that was really fun. But I didn't know if we had a hit. I mean, we didn't start airing our show until I was well into Boeing Boeing. So I didn't know if people were going to respond to In Plain Sight or not. I mean, I knew we had fun making it, and I was proud of what we made. But you never know if it's going to find an audience, you know, until you're on the air.
Now, for people who have not seen the show, can you explain the premise a little bit?
Yeah, the show In Plain Sight's about the Witness Protection Program, and my character, Mary Shannon, is an inspector for the Witness Protection Program, which means my job is to hide people for a living, really. I've given criminals or people who have witnessed a crime or know something about a crime, and they, because they're facing tons and tons of jail time and or, you know, they're looking at getting murdered, they enter the program, meaning they testify for the government, and they have to hide for the rest of their lives. They say goodbye to their family and their friends and their job, and they get placed in new cities. In my case, they get placed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I sort of give them a new name and a new job and watch over them and keep them safe.
Hmm.
And then the show's also... go ahead.
No, you please.
No, I was just going to say the flip side of the show, it's both a procedural. I mean, every week you get to meet a new witness and you see why they enter the program and how they're adjusting and all that. But so that's a lot of usually more action. I mean, not always, but a lot more action. And then the second half of the show is following my character's journey through her private life, her personal life, her friends and her on-again, off-again boyfriend and her crazy family. And Leslie Ann Warren plays my mother, who's sort of a, not a great mom and has a drinking problem. And then Nicole Hills plays my sister, who's equally damaged.
And the show has added this year, which I take to be an act of confidence on the network's part, they have added a couple more actors to the supporting cast that
people
will recognize shows, right?
Yeah, which is great. I have a new nemesis on the show who's a Holly Mabel, not nemesis, but she's sort of like she's sort of a thorn in my side. She's our new office administrator, this great actress, Holly Maples, who plays Eleanor, and she's sort of the opposite of Mary Shannon, so she drives me crazy. She's perky and organized, and, you know, she's really positive. It's so annoying.
And people probably know her best from The Office.
I guess, yeah. And she's also the wife of our show creator, David Maples.
Oh, a little nepotism going on.
A little bit.
Huh?
We're not afraid of that. I mean, my therapist on the show is played by Fred Weller, who plays my partner, and his wife, who's a wonderful actress, plays my therapist. And Christian De La Fuente's wife stars in our second-to-last episode.
Interesting. Josh Molina.
So I brought down some West Wing friends. I brought down Richard Schiff, came down and did a wonderful episode. He played a sort of rabbi who is like a private detective rabbi.
I know. Listen, I have a friend who's a rabbi stand-up comedian. So, rabbi,
exactly.
Private detective, you know.
Yeah, you know, a rabbi. They're not afraid to moonlight.
Now, was it has it been at all challenging for you career-wise to commit? I mean, the USA series tend to run, I think, about 13 episodes as opposed to 22 on
a
broadcast network. But has it still been challenging for your schedule to commit to
this? Challenging. The hours are long, and I have two little kids, so the hours are long. But, we're doing 16 this year, actually, so it's even bigger than 13. But I was in New Mexico for 7 months, and that was challenging just because my husband works on a TV show. He's a producer and a director of a show in town here in Los Angeles, so it was a bit of bless his heart, he was flying back and forth a lot to see the kids and us, so that was challenging. But, you know, be careful what you wish for. It's a great job, and I'm lucky to do it.
You know, I was just thinking, you mentioned Albuquerque. Isn't that awesome? Doesn't Breaking Bad shoot there also?
It does. I don't think Does Breaking Bad take place there, though?
I think
Does it? Or does it take place? I think it might take place in another part of New Mexico. Well, I'm not sure. But anyway, yes, it does shoot there.
Well,
is the answer.
Yeah, it may be in a smaller town. You might be right
about
that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But I think
ours is actually placed in Albuquerque.
And with NBC, I'm curious, with NBC giving up dramas at 10 o'clock in the fall, now obviously you start playing in the spring. But are you guys expecting more people will come and check you out who, you know, might otherwise be kind of network devoted?
Gosh, I hope so. I mean, the more the merrier. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how any of that works, but so far people have found us, you know, and USA does a great job of getting the word out. You know, certainly we feel supported, and they run a lot of ads, and they get the word out. So, the rest is up to us, I guess.
Now, I have to ask you before you go, You're still in contact with Howard Stern? I heard
you
on his show not
so long ago. I am. I was at his wedding this year, yeah. And I went on his show recently, and yeah.
did you ever dream that when you took that role, this would be like a lifelong commitment to the man?
No, never. I mean, you know, I didn't know that we'd be great friends, and I feel so lucky that he's such a sweetheart, and he's been a great friend to me over the years, and I hope he always will be, yeah. I mean, who knew? Yes, I mean, I didn't, you don't expect it from Howard Stern, but he is, you know, everything you don't expect.
Well, you can tell, listening to him, the people that he is absolutely personally devoted to, and you certainly seem to be one of those people.
So. Thank goodness. He's so lovely to me, and always has been, so. And says my boobs are great, so, you know, it could be worse.
I wasn't sure if I was going to bring that up or not, but, yeah, he's very complimentary.
Listen, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
After two kids, it's nice to be complimentary.
It could be worse, yeah. I'm going to take it.
Well, listen, I know you got to run, so I want to tell everybody you can catch Mary McCormick every Sunday night at 10 p.m. on USA Network, starring in Plain Sight. You can also catch up on episodes you've missed at www.usanetwork.com or, as I did, on Hulu, HULU.com. Mary, it was delightful to talk to you. I love the play, and thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. And, folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, surf over to MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. That's where you can hear my earlier interviews with the stars of Psych, The Starter Wife, My Name is Earl, Chuck, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Tag, Google, or the phone, Yahoo, Podcast, Pickle, Vox, Folio, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Odeo, or Zimbio. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. Subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.